It's time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the May 23rd show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, our guests are Nate and Di from the aptly named Nate and Di Show. For those of you not familiar with Nate and Di, you haven't been reading the news in podcasting land. Nate is infamous as the first person ever to get fired from his job because of a podcast. We'll be talking to Nate and Di about that and what led up to it in a few minutes. But first, a couple quick notes. One on the family side. This past week, I was back on Long Island visiting the family, getting my Italian quota for the month. It was a very busy weekend for me. My parents' 40th anniversary. It was my godson's 5th birthday, and it was my great aunt's 90th birthday party. So it was interesting going from a 5-year-old's birthday party to a 90-year-old's birthday party. Lots of diapers in both crowds. I'll leave it at that. But Aunt Gert, congratulations on your 90th. Kudos to my parents for holding together all these years. Next on the site, www.podcast411.com. Check out our directory of directories. We have it up to 40 now. So there's 40 different podcast directories out there, growing leaps and bounds. We'll be up to 50 at no time and soon to be at 100. The latest two that were added were the educational-based directories. So if you haven't been there, I feel you're an education-based podcast and you can help out in the education fields, please register your podcast at these directories. That's it for now. We're going to go ahead and get right into the interview with Nate and Di. Here we go. Nate and Di, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Now, traditional first question, and what was your first computer?
Oh, God. I had an Apple IIc.
I had a Commodore 64.
Yeah. That was back in, the mid-80s?
Yes. It's ancient.
Commodores are the 64 and a Commodore and the VIC-20 still are the number one answer.
Yeah.
Actually, her dad still, what is he still running on?
He has an Amiga.
Yeah, he babies that thing and absolutely loves it. Even though he's got several other computers he uses, he refuses to take down that Amiga.
Yes, he works for a major computer place. So we've had computers since we were really little at my house.
What was the first podcast you guys listened to?
Actually, Dawn and Drew.
Dawn and Drew.
Definitely. We, believe it or not, we heard about Dawn and Drew in a Budget Living magazine about 2 months ago. And then the next day, they had an article in the Post and Courier about, that's the local newspaper down here, about podcasting. And Dawn and Drew were mentioned again. And
we visited their website.
Yeah, we went directly from the couch to the computer. And I don't think
fell in love with their show.
Yeah, I don't think we've left the computer since that night. It's been about 2.5 months ago. So
I've listened to a few of your shows, and I've heard some of the ones you're listening to. So which ones are you listening to on a regular basis? And I know you mentioned Corby.
Yes,
yeah.
Corby,
right now,
definitely.
Twisted Pickle is probably my favorite out there. Skepticality is another new one that we're big on right now. If you haven't heard them, they're awesome.
Very
absolutely love Derek and Swoopy. Actually, I believe Derek mentioned. Did you guys do an interview with Derek?
No, not in Skepticality. No. I hadn't heard of them, so I actually just wrote them down. So
definitely check them out. They're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And
another Southern podcast.
Just kind of it's a whimsical show, but we enjoy it. It's got a kind of a, if you've watched Penn and Teller's television series, Bullsh.
Very similar.
Very similar to that, but we enjoy it. They've put out, I think they have four shows out right now, and they're usually about an hour long.
Yeah, there's also another Charleston podcaster that we listen to, Cloudy Day Art. He has a poetry cast that's actually really good.
Yeah. Actually, I was listening to one this morning from Raleigh, North Carolina, called She Said, He Said.
Okay.
I thought was pretty cool.
Matter of fact, that's who I forwarded you the Eminem and Fraggle Rock mix-up from.
Actually, I believe that may have been what led me over to their website.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It sure was, Robert. That's what got me over there to listen.
Yeah, because I had heard the Fraggle Rock on yours, because you said,
yes.
How many of you can figure this one out? I went, Fraggle Rock.
We've got a couple people.
Yeah, several responses.
I think Corby said he got it in 3 seconds.
Yeah, he said it brought back memories that had been killed years ago.
As soon as I heard that, I said, okay, I got to go send him the Fraggle Rock Eminem mix-up I just heard
the
other day.
I think I played that 3 or 4 times today this morning. It's good.
It's hilarious.
There's just something wrong about it. They picked the perfect Eminem song for
that. Meshes just...
Especially the beginning and the very end of it sound. In the middle, it gets a little mashed up. But the beginning and the end, it sounds awesome. I couldn't have picked a better song.
And obviously you mentioned PK and Jay.
Oh, yes.
They're awesome. That was our second podcast we heard.
Yeah, I think it was. It was the second one we listened to. And we haven't missed an episode of theirs since, God, we check it out every time they have it come down, usually within hours of the new episode being published.
They do a great job.
Matter of fact, they're awesome.
We've exchanged a few emails, and actually, I believe they mentioned us on the show yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one time I was going to go on a drive. I was driving when I used to live in Erie, and I was going to go to Cleveland. I knew I had a drive in the morning, and I wasn't going to be back till later, so I sent Paul an email. Paul, can you send me the link to your next show a little early?
Please. Well, that's what we, this week, I was devastated Monday when there was no show, and Tuesday, still no show, and then the message shows up saying there was going to be no show this week at all. And then they surprised us, so that was nice.
Soccer Girl, she's another one that we listen
to
a lot.
Big fans of her. In fact, we spend a lot of time over on her message boards, actually.
Let's talk a little about your show. What is the format and content of your show?
The format we prefer to use is reality entertainment.
Gonzo would be another way.
Yeah, actually, that's one of our biggest influences is gonzo journalism, particularly Hunter Thompson. And we try to bring that aspect into our show.
But it's a little bit of comedy, a little bit of politics, just kind of random stuff.
We try to place ourselves within every story or skit we do, too, in a bigger way. It makes it a little bit more interesting, spices it up a little bit for the audience.
You're doing a daily show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How much time are you doing in the prep, the recording, and the post-production?
I'd say about an hour and a half a day.
That's not bad.
Probably takes us another
maybe another hour or so to get the website tweaked and actually up. But from recording to finish editing, maybe an hour and a half every night. And we're getting quicker, especially with the iRiver. That's helped a lot.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier before the interview. I'm loving this new iRiver.
Oh, it's the coolest thing I think we've ever purchased. We're absolutely in love with it. In fact, I think we've fallen asleep on top of it twice this week.
I don't think you'll break it. You had mentioned that you were worried about breaking it.
Yes, I was.
I've been listening to your show, and I found it very funny. Initially, the reason what attracted me to bring you on, obviously, was the whole job situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that, Nate, you will be known as the first podcaster to lose his job over a podcast. I mean, you know, obviously, you heard about it with Blogging World, but you're the first podcaster. Talk a little bit about that.
That actually passed through my mind as I was sitting there in the exit interview. I was dumbfounded at the situation itself. I did not expect, I'd never mentioned where I worked before, had never mentioned anything about my job or my day job. I had said I had one.
But that was about it.
About the extent of it. So I was totally caught off guard with this without any warning.
They didn't even come up to you and say, you know, we have a morals clause, nothing. Just slam.
Nothing.
Well, here in South Carolina, apparently, we've discussed this with quite a few people, even a few lawyers. It's an at-will employment state.
Okay.
And they can fire you because they don't
like the way you comb your hair, basically. Paul said that on PK&J yesterday, and that's basically
true.
And coming from in upper management with some of our previous positions, we can understand the point of view of a company wanting to protect itself if they feel like an employee is making damaging statements.
But you had not even previously mentioned where you worked.
Exactly.
Absolutely
and I
not.
Think they should have come to you and talked to you about it before just
about,
like
exactly.
kicking you out the door.
It was one of those situations where I believe early on the employer realized some of my political views just through conversations with some of my other employees. And it took a dark turn early on because of that.
I think the podcast
itself actually gave them reason enough to drop me on my feet there.
Explain to my listeners that aren't familiar, what exactly was it that transpired to cause the ruckus?
Actually, we recorded an episode on, what was it, March 28th.
That was
titled
right.
Nate and I Go to Church, which was inspired by
an angry email
we received in response to our first three shows.
Which weren't that bad.
Which weren't that bad, but the emailer just denounced everything we had said on all three shows.
Told us we were going to burn in hell.
Told us we were going to hell, and asked us to find our way at a local church.
It wasn't Craig, was it?
We
were wondering if it could have been.
We'll get into that in a bit.
Yeah, he's a whole
whole other story. We can get into that definitely later. But it's that type of attitude and I guess
ethos.
Yeah, ethos that they have that it's perfectly okay to force an opinion on someone else that they really you know, they didn't know how we felt on religion or anything like that. So
they just
we took him
assumption.
Up on his challenge, and, you know, we went right to church as requested. And I guarantee...
just did it our style.
Exactly. Our style. And I guarantee we'll never be asked to another church by someone down here. So
that's true. I think they've still got us on their bulletin board.
We've received a lot of fire over that episode, and it really wasn't all that bad. We've heard on, you know, plenty of other podcasts things that were said or done that were, you know...
It's not like you had sex in church, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so I mean, this isn't the Opus and Andy situation.
Oh, no, no. But, you know, we've also gotten literally hundreds of positive responses from that show.
Yeah, a lot of people did like
it. And the point of the episode was just to make people consider another person's beliefs before rudely suggesting that they take on their own. You know, I want to reiterate, we have absolutely no problem with Christians or religious groups.
People.
It just seems like sometimes they try to provoke other people, and this time we just pushed back a little bit, you know, in our own way.
I know it also caused a firestorm over at Podcast Alley.
Yes, it did.
I think that was probably, it was quite a, I think that was the longest thread
we've ever seen over there.
And it actually got split here earlier this week.
Yes, he decided
he was upset at the attention the story was getting. So I split it into a separate topic altogether.
And I know you had a few comments for Craig.
Absolutely.
We
threw in a few. In fact, we've made a few on the podcast itself.
Yes, we have. He called us spiritual rapists. So.
I felt like he was spiritually raped.
And I just had to point out to him,
You know, if you listen, it's not rape, that's consensual. So
I don't think he appreciated that either.
We really don't have a problem with his religious beliefs or his perspective on things, but
he's a moderator.
We feel like being a moderator, he shouldn't bring his personal religious beliefs or his personal feelings into moderating that board.
And we've seen it with other
people,
too.
You know, of course, there are limits, and moderators have to perform their duty, but we think he's taken it to a personal level with us.
Well, what I did was I created a forum board on my website, and because of all the grief before you guys, he was giving grief to Yaz Lorino.
Oh, we've seen it happen. Right. We've seen it happen with multiple podcasters, and it's a bad situation over there.
Yeah, I created the Yaz Bash Board, a place for people where Yaz could bash people, and people could bash Yaz, and Yaz is you know, even give Yaz moderator status. So
I believe Soccer Girl even has a similar thing going
on her
board. We've kept our distance from the alley for the past week and a half, and I think we've made one post to announce that Go to War show on Sunday, but that's the closest.
And it's not really even the listeners. At Podcast Alley.
In fact, the visitors and listeners over at Podcast Alley have shown their support quite a bit this week. We actually climbed from, 120-something. I think we're in the top 20 in the comedy podcast after our request for votes on Monday night.
Excellent.
There are people listening with similar beliefs. I think we brought out a little bit of what's going on over there, and they're going to help us fight back.
Coming up on future podcasts, what can your listeners look forward to?
All kinds of good things.
Robert, we have a plan in the works right now, and it's actually going on behind the scenes right now that is going to blow the roof off the podosphere when it's revealed.
We can't spoil it.
We can't spoil it yet, but this will be probably 2-3 weeks in the future, and we guarantee some fireworks when this goes down.
Send a promo for it, and I'll play it at the end of my podcast on that day.
Absolutely. We've worked a lot with some creative ideas. We've got literally thousands of ideas, kind of bring them up as we feel that we need to express them.
But we have lots of listeners that give comments. We actually had a guy call us from France today.
I received a Skype call today from a fellow in Paris, France.
Tell our listeners where to locate your podcast and website.
The podcast is located...
www.nateanddie.com is the website, and then the actual RSS feed is nateanddie.com/rssfeed.xml.
What are you using to edit? What kind of computer and software?
Actually, we're using a Windows XP operating system. We're editing it with Audacity. Actually, we may be swapping over. We just got a copy of, what is it, Acid?
Acid.
My Sony, Acid 4.0.
Okay.
And we're going to try that out.
We're
going to
try that out and see how it works, and we may use it, may swap back. After Monday's night escapade with losing an entire show from Audacity.
Yes, we're willing to consider
it. Yeah, we're going to try to look around for something.
We've actually got somebody working on building us another computer because this one is a little old.
Yeah, this is a HP Pavilion that we purchased back in 2002.
Yeah.
It's still doing good things for us, though.
I think there's even a podcast, I think, called Acid Cast. That talks about Acid, if I remember looking through. You have to look. I think it's just called Acid Cast. Now, what advice would you like to offer out to someone who's starting today? I mean, what is the one thing that you've learned in the last couple of months that you wish you had known to start with?
Honestly, to reach out to fellow podcasters. They have some excellent advice to offer to anyone who's starting podcasting. They're people who have gone through the ropes and learned by failure. And unless you want to fail and learn yourself, asking those people is really the only answer.
Yes, and don't give up. Just because a lot of people aren't listening to you at first doesn't mean they're not going to come.
Because we've kept it up, and you know, we started this less than a month ago, and we're receiving anywhere from 10 to 15,000 hits a day on the website, and it's growing every single day. Just don't be afraid to speak your mind. And,
that's definitely important.
And be within the community. I think that's the most important thing. You have to stay with other podcasters in order to know what's going on.
That's great advice. I mean, it really is a community, and that's... And some people come into this.
I don't think in the history of mankind there's ever been a similar type of community based around this podcasting revolution. It's awesome.
It's unique.
And a very unique situation.
And like you mentioned earlier, some really great people, and Paul and Corby and
some
Soccer
great
Girl.
Resources for information out there. I just wish we had known about so many of them when we began this. We could have saved so much time and effort just receiving advice from these people on how to produce this podcast.
Yeah, well, as you said, this is a really good community, and people share information in the community versus an industry where they hoard it.
Where they hide it and, hold it as if it's some kind of valuable
sacred
commodity.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed that so much just in the past month. I can't count a day that's gone by in the past month we haven't talked to a new person with a new perspective.
I would like to say congratulations on getting the new job and getting it with someone who had heard your show and
exactly.
is a fan. That was like, wow.
That's awesome.
It actually made our week. I don't know if you heard the celebratory show we had that night.
Yes. You said you had celebrated a little too hard. Yes.
Yes.
But I think the best thing that may have happened to us is actually being released from the job and being able to move on and do things our way freely. Being here with this job here at the shed all day long also helps me stay in contact with everyone. I can kind of switch back and forth between what I'm doing currently and show-related things.
Well, I look forward to your future shows.
Excellent. Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us, Robert.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Nate and Di from The Nate and Di Show. You can check out their podcast at www.nateandi.com. That's nateandi.com. Thanks again, guys, for being on the show. You were both great guests. And if you out there would like to be on the show, or if you have a promo you'd like played on the show, please send it to podcast411@gmail.com. Again, that's podcast411@gmail.com. I've been following a development this morning from yesterday's Wall Street Journal tech meeting where Steve Jobs gave a little bit of a speech, and in it he mentioned that iTunes 4.9 would have the ability for you to subscribe with a one-click method to podcasts. So this is huge news for podcasters. It's going to make it much easier for the general population to subscribe to podcasters. This is going to be a big boon for podcasting itself. It's great to see Apple finally getting into this. I'm sure there'll be some people that'll have complaints as the news and the details come out in the next few months. I think they said about 2 months before this is released. I'm sure there'll be a lot of debate back and forth, but I see this as a major plus, Apple finally getting behind podcasting. So stay tuned for more details. As we hear them, we'll let you know. Well, at the end of today's podcast, we have a promo from Jason over at Digital Pontification, and we're going to go ahead and play that at the end here. Stay tuned for that. As always, this is Rob reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Podcasting out of the KUM studios in Harmon, Guam, I'm Jason Salas, inviting you to download a daily party island style with my show, The Digital Pontification. It's your own personal, private invite to check out a good old time from the other side of the world. Each weekday, I bring you my personal news, views, notes, and rants on music, technology, sports, the 80s, podcasting, and a countless number of other topics that'll be sure to make you think, make you laugh, and tick you off. Plus, get a look inside my life and what I go through as a TV news anchor, radio show host, columnist, software developer, blogger, and podcaster, doing it all from paradise. So check out The Digital Pontification at my blog at weblogs.asp.net/Jason Salas and subscribe to my RSS feed and let me talk at you. I look forward to keeping you company, so I'll see you soon.